Da Bears.
What is up, everyone? The boys are back. But yet again, we will be running a three-man weave. Today, Saturday, November 21st, or wait, 20th, as we get ready to preview week 11. We have producer Jake to my left.
Howdy.
Sammy Stats to my right.
What's up, guys?
And sadly, everyone, a moment of silence for our fallen comrade, Marcos. Unfortunately, Marcos has fallen to the Rona. Not like fallen, he's just isolating, thankfully, but Marcos cannot join.
Thanks,
Sam.
Rip.
Rip Marcos. He cannot join us. He is isolating because he's a responsible adult, but luckily he's vaccinated because, again, he's a responsible adult. Go get your shots.
Sad trombone noises.
So, with that, we will dive into it. We'll start the show this week with some minutes. Jake, you want to start us off with the Hawks?
Hit us with it.
Yeah, there ain't shit for the White Sox, but the
who?
Hawks, boys, we're so back.
We're back.
We haven't beaten anybody good, but we're so back. Four in a row?
This is like peak Jake time right now.
I'm so back. I'm so happy. Four wins in a row. Alex Abrinka had a Gordie Howe hat trick the other night.
You got a little Tilly, saw that.
Okay, alright.
I fucking love it. The boys are buzzing.
He's fun to watch fight because he's just so small. Like, he looks like a child that's fighting with his older brother, and the guy is like smiling, and they're like having a good time while it's
happening. Does anybody have a guess on the last Blackhawk to have a Gordie Howe hat trick?
Was it Gordie Howe?
I would think something more like, I would guess Keith or Siebes.
No. I think. I'm trying to look you right in the eyes. Stan Mikita?
No. It was Artemi Panarin.
Breadman.
The Breadman.
The Breadman.
That dude used to, that dude did UFC training in the off season.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So he could chuck him. Oh, he's great. He's a fucking superstar.
I want to see, if I see some videos of him with a speed bag, I'm just going to, like, that's just fuel for my fire there. That's the type of content I need.
All right, Hawks recap. You said nothing for the Sox?
Yep, nothing.
Perfect. Sam, you want to do the Cubs this week?
Yeah, there's pretty much nothing going on that's notable. The only thing, actually probably the most notable thing, is that Northwestern and Purdue are playing at Wrigley Field right now.
Yep.
So that's pretty cool. Yeah, we're, I say we because Northwestern, you know, Chicago.
Chicago's Big Ten team.
And I don't hate Purdue. Yeah, Boilermakers, they're froggy. They're up 6-0 here in the second quarter. That's about it. Other than that, we need a shortstop.
I'm still holding out for Corey Seager. I still want that really bad.
Oh, there is one more little...
What's that?
Fun fact, it's a little anniversary today.
Oh,
what's that? Well, yesterday, but close enough. In 2006, the Cubs signed Alfonso Soriano to a 8-year, $136 million deal. So,
remember when that was like an astronomical amount of money for a baseball contract?
Big time.
And 130. What was it, 136?
Yeah, 8 for $136.
But
so
the
that's
Trib
like...
was still paying the bills back then, right?
It's like 16, 17
yeah,
a year,
sure.
I'm guessing.
Yeah.
Somewhere around there. That's nuts. But anyway, all right, so that's our Cubs recap for the Bulls. Marcos can't be here, so I'll do my best to impersonate
West
him.
Coast trip.
The West Coast trip was successful. You go 3-2, you beat the Nuggets, you beat the Lakers, you beat the Clippers. One caveat, the Nuggets were without Jamal Murray, Nikola Jokic, and... who's the young guy that's hurt all the time?
Doesn't care. They were all playoff teams last year, anyways, right?
So. Exactly. So either way, they go 3-2. They beat some good teams. You're getting that production out of Zach and DeMar DeRozan that you just have to be super duper excited about.
And really good games against Portland and
Golden State.
The other one. I think they should have won that Portland game, but
that one was close. The Golden State one was not as close.
Like 20 points, I think.
It was not that close. Yeah, I think it was 20 on the dot.
Damn. Yeah, I think didn't Steph put up 50?
He's making threes at just an unreal pace.
Just passed Ray Allen.
I was talking to a guy last night. He's and I know this has been
for
thrown
number
out
most all time.
Oh, geez.
Has he really?
Yeah, just passed him this past week.
He single-handedly changed the game of basketball with kids now just trying to learn how to pull up from anywhere on the court. Like, single-handedly changed the game of basketball. Good for you, Steph. But anyway, yes, the Bulls, the train keeps rolling. We're hot on the Bulls. It's going to be a good year, especially when we get Vooch back and some production out of him. So, moving on, we had a bye week, week 10 last week, so not a lot to talk about for the Bears front. other than it was a bad bye week in terms of injuries, losing Khalil Mack and Danny Trevathan. We did make some moves, signing Bruce Irvin and Cassius Marsh.
Gross.
Oh, come on. Marsh got this. That's that. He's the taunting guy. He's got the kick.
Just the Bruce Irvin.
Still a cool kick. Still don't know what it's called.
Bruce Irvin, by the way, coming off a torn ACL. So that's usually a recipe for success
that
for
sounds promising.
Old defensive ends.
Yep.
But while the Bears were on bye, there was some wacky stuff going on in the NFL the last couple weeks. Lots of weird storylines from underdogs winning to players coming back and having good games.
A tie.
The Lions will not go 0-17. We'll get back to that little bit in the, towards the end of the show. But what's the storyline from the last week or so that you guys have just, like, it's been gnawing at you or you've been thinking about?
Fucking Mac Jones.
I was going to say,
wow, we read each other's minds.
Dude, like, man. The Patriots steamrolled them. Mac Jones is playing out of his mind.
That chubby fuck. God damn it.
He just does it. I don't know, dude. It's Belichick. It's got to be. I mean, he's playing well, but it just I feel like just having a good coach just is everything. Because you look at all the other quarterbacks, too, that,
yeah,
you know, the Jets ain't doing shit. The Niners ain't doing shit. What about Joe Flacco?
Joe Flacco's starting for the Jets this week.
Oh, wait, man. I thought he was on the Broncos.
Yeah, you thought.
No, he got traded, remember?
No.
He got traded while our two quarterbacks sat, but they traded for Joe because he was only like $3 million in cap space while our guys were super
expensive. Yeah, Joe Flacco getting the start this week.
It was like a sixth-round pick or something like that for him.
All right. Fuck. Okay, Joe Flacco's back.
And possibly elite, but, you know, who knows.
But like we've said in shows past, that Patriots team, they've got a decent to good offensive line, good young quarterback, you're going to win some games. Sam, what about you? What's something you can't stop thinking about?
Well, I was right there with Jake with the Mac Jones thing. I just can't get it out of my mind. You know, they sat there, waited, got Mac Jones after everybody, the three big names went off the board, four good names, and it's like Jake said, it's Belichick, so that's kind of like miffing me a little bit that he can just do that with him, but it shouldn't be that unexpected, so I just need to get over it.
Okay, I was gone last week hunting. Did Odell Beckham actually request a trade from the Rams? I got a tweet.
No, that was like from the NFL memes account.
Okay, good. I was like, this cannot be real.
There's this NFL memes account out there on Twitter that gets me every fucking time. It makes me like a gut reaction. I'm like, no fucking way. And I'm like, oh, they got me again. And every week, dude.
Cam Newton's back.
That was what I was going to go with. Cam Newton is back, especially if you ask him.
So is CMC, man.
People are coming back from injury.
Statistically, CMC not as good with Cam Newton.
Yeah, whatever. But the Panthers, statistically,
what
kind of sample size are we looking at?
Goal line. Just anything around
everything.
The goal line.
Actually, that's fair. That's a fair assessment. But yeah, so some wacky storylines. Bucks drop a second straight. The 49ers continue to play well against the Rams, traditionally. We had that tie in. Not only Mac Jones, but Justin Fields over the last couple weeks. You've seen some rookie quarterbacks, some young guys start to make some strides. So, a lot going on in the NFL.
This just popped in my brain. I totally forgot about it. The Bulls beat the Clippers or the Lakers so bad that they had to change the name of the stadium.
Yeah, it's crazy, man.
You hate to see it.
Did you see when they told Russell Westbrook about it? The Crip Arena? What?
The Crip Arena?
Oh, Crypto.
his facial reaction was great.
Oh, man.
He gives you some great reactions. He wears his heart on his sleeve, that guy. But anyway, so we've had some wonky stuff going on in the NFL the last few weeks, but we're here to talk about the Bears, and we're looking ahead specifically to Week 11. We've got the Ravens at 6-3 coming into town tomorrow for the noon games.
Bears.
The Ravens are coming off a loss to Miami. But our 6.5-point favorites, boys, let's do a quick vibe check on the game. How we feeling?
The boys are
cautiously optimistic because I'm going to be there.
Oh, yeah, side note. The boys will be at Lot B starting at 8 a.m. tomorrow, parking Lot B of McCormick. If you are going to the game, shoot one of us a call, send us a text, send us a carrier pigeon, send us a candygram. We want to see your beautiful
faces.
Come
get a beer.
We'll have a couple more friends out there. We'll do a little convo, but we will also be there. So you're cautiously optimistic for Bears Ravens. Sell me on this.
Describe that to me.
I don't know. It's home. I am seeing all these injuries though.
Picture this though.
Yeah.
Okay. It's a crisp 42 degrees.
It's gonna be nice.
Sun is peeking through the clouds over the Midway.
Okay, I can see it.
You've got a little brisk wind every once in a while. Showers first thing in the morning. It's drying out. Brats are hot.
I can smell
them. Beers are cold.
They're just sizzling.
And they run out of that tunnel as we're sitting in that section, undisclosed. Just picture it. How do you feel?
I can see it. I can smell it.
Rock.
I can
hard.
How much more optimistic are you now?
Okay, we're going to win by 100.
That's what I fucking thought, Jake.
I haven't scored 30 yet, but we're winning by 100.
Yeah.
You follow.
I'm there.
Akeem Hicks is out. Allen Robinson, doubtful. Eddie Jackson, questionable. And Khalil Mack out for the season.
But think about the weather.
And Danny Trevathan out for the season.
Yeah.
He's your second linebacker. And that 3-4.
Right after you think of all those injuries, just put that picture back in your head that I just painted for you. Mm-hmm. And it's like they never happened.
Bears by 100.
See?
So this is like the equivalent of your happy place. Some people picture a beach with their toes in the sand, the birds chirping. Sam pictures that crisp afternoon down at the lakefront. It's a little chilly, but you don't seem to notice because you're about 9 to 12 beers deep at this point.
I'm wearing layers.
How many?
I'm going to be a 2. I'm going to start at 3 tomorrow, but I think it's going to turn into 2.
Yeah, you're going to get warm.
Yeah, but I'm going to have the nice Bears winter cap on, cap. It's going to be great.
If Miami can beat them, we could beat them.
Let's go over that. Let's talk about that really quick. Did you see the recap on that game last week? Did you see the breakdown? I watched two of them yesterday.
There could be a formula to beating Lamar Jackson.
There could be a blueprint. And I know this is like super duper like NFL like speak. But
checkbook in hand, sell me on this.
All right, Jake, run them through the numbers.
The Dolphins blitzed Lamar Jackson using pretty much only the secondary the entire game.
Cover one and cover zero.
And just disguised it over and just consistently, what is it, like 50 snaps?
They showed it 55% of the times and then I think 35 actual blitzes where they just dropped. There was one safety high and corners one-on-one and everybody else went. All sitting on the line. The tape is insane because you can get burned in that. You can get burned when you're playing that scheme.
Oh, for sure.
But they didn't burn them. The Ravens had, because he had no time. You'd see Mark Andrews running free up the seam, but by the time he got past that level to be free, Jackson was already getting hit.
Mm-hmm.
So as long as the blitz gets there, those guys aren't running free. And I mean, it could happen.
This happened once again. This was the second time a team has done this to
Correct.
Him. And
Correct.
It's worked both times.
So, okay. So we just have to play man. You tell Jalen Johnson that there's this guy named Hollywood Brown. You follow him around all day.
And then what does Bill Dorr do?
Picks up Rashard Perryman,
most
likely.
With his hand in his dick?
Yeah.
Or dick in his hand, something like that. I don't know.
But okay, so we blitz hardcore and play man straight up.
That's
a recipe for success.
I heard a bit today on my way here. Credits 670 The Score. Shout out. Love those guys.
No free ads.
Sean Desai went on record this week saying he got the question, right? You saw what the Dolphins did to the Ravens last week. He got the question, and I believe his response was something along the lines of, yeah, I saw it, but other teams have beat the Ravens in different ways too. So I don't think we're going to see they're not going to emulate what the Dolphins did. I don't expect that. We don't necessarily have the pieces right now to do that with our coverage being as spotty as it is. So he'll come up with something else. Haven't looked at any of the losses, so I don't know what to think of it.
That's a little bit of coach speak, though, which I think Marcos would be the first to tell us that, like,
that's part of his job
is to say, like, you can't come out and say, yeah, we're going to blitz them too hardcore and play man straight up.
Good point.
Just like,
hey, I'm going to surprise you right now. Just be ready.
Gotcha. But all right, Jake, is there anything else to sell me on that? I hear you. That makes me think that it's going to be closer than I initially thought, but I'm not on your bandwagon yet.
Mm. Well, and I think the offense is, at least Justin Fields seems to be improving. We'll see what he does you know, this week. No Allen Robinson, but, I mean, we haven't really had Allen Robinson all year.
Right.
So Darnell is probably going to get matched up against their one. I don't know who their one quarterback or cornerback is.
Yeah.
And then I hope Cole Kmet keeps going with what he did last week.
Eight targets and receptions.
Yeah. So.
Well,
the running game is still the running game.
Fifth best in the NFL right now. And Khalil Herbert is only, 8 yards behind Montgomery right now in total rushing yards. So,
well, you've got some good news in that. Well, not good news. It's never good news for injuries. But Marcus Peters is on injury reserve, so you don't have to worry about him as you play that Ravens defense. They're a little bit banged up themselves. But like you said, Jake, Justin has played well lately. You hope he's building on that. Not having Allen, I think that does hurt a little bit because now Marquise Goodwin is one of your starting receivers, and while he has a lot of uses,
yeah,
I don't think that's one of his main ones.
Agreed. So, well, you asked Jake and I.
Sure.
You know, where are we at with this? Where are you at, buddy?
Well, we have an offense that is promising, I'll say. The line has played better recently. They've put up a couple good, decent games, I'll say. Justin Fields has had two of his best games recently. But the defense is banged up going against the most dangerous player in the NFL, in my opinion. That's typically not a recipe for success. I understand the idea of getting pressure on the quarterback, but you just lost that guy for the rest of the year. And filling a Khalil Mack-sized hole with Bruce Irvin in 2021... probably doesn't earn you a victory. But that's just my take.
Neither here nor there. Fuck Dale. You know, whatever. He doesn't even know what a trap game is, so.
But you did sell me on the game being a little closer. That was rude, man. You don't gotta bring that up. I'm working on it. So, I'm with you guys, kind of, that it's closer, but I still got the Ravens winning this one. Any other thoughts on Bears-Ravens, my friends?
I think the boys are 1-0 in games attended together. We'll be -1 on Sunday, but that's okay. We're +3 other ones.
I'm confident in Marcos being able to send vibes from...
Exactly. Great point.
The far suburbs.
The boys' record will stay intact. That's the way I'm framing this in my head. So,
yep.
I look forward to it.
That's what I love to hear. All right. So that's a bit of Bears looking forward for Week 11 against the Ravens. Again, Ravens 6.5-point favorites, 44.5 total on that game. All right. Now to some of our favorite segments. But before we get into some of... everyone's traditional favorites. Jake's got a new bit.
I got a new bit. A little game I like to play with y'all.
Ooh.
For the week. I'm
DC Spot. I like games.
So, Nagy said some stupid shit the other day.
The sky's blue.
Water wet.
Cool.
So, I'd like to play a game called Nagy or Not Nagy. I have 10 quotes here. I've got 10 quotes here.
Oh, I'm
and I've already been given Marcos's answers. He did pretty well, but
I'm all in for this.
So just keep track of your number on your hands. I'll let you know if it was Nagy or not Nagy. So the first one, I got 10 quotes here.
All right.
First, I'm gonna try to keep all of these with a straight face. First one, it's no one's fault other than everybody's.
Okay.
Are you asking us?
So who said that?
Oh, it was Matt Nagy, and it was this week.
Correct. Yeah. That was a softball. That was a softball.
That was easy. All right.
You both are one for one.
I heard it this week. Great leader. Great leadership qualities there.
All right.
God, he's bad.
Second quote. I always ask myself the question, do you like to win or do you hate to lose?
I'm out on that one. I don't think that's a Matt.
Yeah, that sounds way too football coach for Matt. So I'm going to go no.
You guys would be correct. It is way too football coach. That'd be Nick Saban.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't talk about coach like that.
Marco said that. Dale and I are on fucking fire.
Marco said it was Nagy. Next one.
Fucking idiot.
I'm a big boy. I can handle criticism.
Oh, that I think that's a Matt. I think I remember that press conference. I could be wrong here, but I'm going with Matt.
I feel like that's a Rex Ryan quote.
It is a Matt Nagy quote.
Oh, damn.
3-4-3. The heater continues. All right,
I'm 2-for-3.
Marco's got that one as well.
I'll take it.
All right, I went to the ultimate high and to the ultimate low. It's just how life goes, and everything happens for a reason.
Is
that Gandhi?
No, I'm going to go with Matt because he had the Coach of the Year award and then just dog shit since. I'm going to go with Matt.
I can picture the quote. I could picture Matt saying that, but, man,
Highest high, lowest lows. I feel like that was a player that said that. There's a player that said that, not Matt.
It was, in fact, Matt.
Damn.
Marcos also said Matt.
4 for 4.
Number 5. I'm not happy to be here. I'm happy to just be.
First off.
Is that John Lennon?
Whoa. Dude. Whoa. That's fucking meta.
I'm happy to just be.
No, that's not a Matt.
No.
Correct. That was Jimmy V.
Yeah.
Okay. Jimmy Valvano. Oh, that's the speech. Yeah. Oh.
You're a piece of shit. I don't know if it's part of that speech.
He has great quotes no matter what.
Marco said that was Nagy. next one. Effort without talent is a depressing situation, but talent without effort is a tragedy.
Not Matt.
That was a recent quote.
That's a no for me.
Man.
You're really putting me in a blender here.
Yeah, we'll go Matt.
That was the coach. The coach said that.
That was a Decca.
Marcos also said not Nagy. Next one. This one's a little long. You can't just say this team is going to win or this team is going to lose. Anything can happen. So what you can control is winning your game as much as possible. If you don't do that, then the other team has a chance to lose, and they lose. And you didn't go about it the right way. You just let that slip.
I'm going to go with Matt because that just is, like...
First of all, it's a long
sentence.
You
lost me, and that's so dumb.
Yeah.
So I'm 100% into that's Matt.
Yeah, man, I'm going to pass.
It was Matt.
Okay.
7 for 7. I don't know what the fuck a trap game is, but I know Matt Nagy quotes.
You got these down pretty good.
You lost me at lose, and I was just like, alright.
That's Matt Nagy when, like, that's what he does when they ask him a specific, like, direct question. And he just talks about something else, and he says you a lot, like, as in the third person. He's a fucking idiot.
Marcos had Nagy on that one.
Nice.
Okay.
Alright. The only place success comes before work is in the dictionary.
That's not a Matt because that's a little older, but
yeah, that's an old one. What is that? Is that like Lou Holtz or something?
It was Vince Lombardi.
That was a good guess, man.
Thanks. Marcos said not Nagy. All right, ninth one. Would you believe in what you believe in if you were the only one who believes in it?
Oh, that's a good one. See, that's dumb enough.
What the fuck did you just say?
I'll say it again. Would you believe in what you believe in if you were the only one who believes in it?
So that sounds like Matt when, like, someone asked him, hey, you know how you stopped running the ball, like, for a period of, like, multiple games last year and you just threw it? He's like, well, would you believe in it if you believed in it and no one else believed in it? Matt, shut the fuck up. That's a Matt for me. That's a Matt.
I think it's Ted Lasso.
That was Kanye West.
Damn it! Yay! You got me!
And the 10th one, that's what good teams do right there. We come together and go boom.
Go boom! What the fuck?
I'm gonna go with Matt.
Yeah, you gotta go with Matt.
It's Matt.
Yeah.
It's the whole boom thing he does when he's in the
boom!
Yeah, we haven't done that in a while.
Not for a few games. 4-game streak, I think we're losing. Anyway,
and that was Nagy or not Nagy.
That was Nagy or not Nagy. I like that, Jake. That was fun.
Well done.
He's an idiot.
Yeah.
Matt, it's been a while. Matt Nagy's dumb.
Consensus first ballot.
Matt Nagy is dumb.
Yeah, he's dumb.
Dale, you went 9 for 10. Marcos went 8 for 10. Sam,
I think I'm somewhere in the
you
five.
Like had like 50%. Like
yeah.
All right. And that was Nagy or not Matt Nagy. Love it. We'll have to bring that back for future shows. Moving on to our next bit, one of our favorites. We hope it's one of yours. We've got some messages, folks. So, starting off, we actually got an email, kind of text submission from our friend Armpit out in Des Plaines.
What up, Armpit?
Armpit, we love you. Hopefully, fast pitch practice is going well. I've seen you've been in the cages.
Yeah, have a sausage for us.
He has been in the cage.
No, that was a real thing. I've seen he's been in the cage.
Yeah, I know. We've got a group chat going on for the fast pitch team.
I'm on that. And
are
I
you
had,
still
yeah,
in?
Yeah, I haven't responded in like 3 years. I'm still on that. It's anyway. So, Armpit, we love you. Thanks for sending it in. His question is, and it reads, got some questions for the Bear Men. Assuming the Bears won't make the playoffs, no way they win 5 games, LOL. And Nagy and Pace
That's
being
a shot
gone.
At Sam.
the new regime, is the new regime trading Mack and Quinn for picks? It's obvious that they need linemen for our only future hope of Justin Fields. Mack and Quinn both have contracts through 25, so they have some control. Also, frankly, no one else in the defense is value outside of Roquan. Hicks' contract is one more year, I believe, and unless Eddie Jackson decides to show up, he's worthless on the market. Trading both linebackers for quality linemen is probably pretty difficult, so that's why I gotta say picks. Love the podcast, boys. Keep it up. P.S. Bears have always been a defensive team, and it's time to change it up and actually put some points on the board. It's getting ridiculous not being able to score 30. Armpit, we agree on a lot of things, and we disagree on one core thing, which is your question. I don't think you're trading Quinn for anything.
No, no one wants that contract.
And you, I don't think you can move Khalil Mack's contract at this point.
Yeah, Quinn's I'm looking at it right now. Quinn's contract is really bad, especially next year.
Yeah.
Because his cap number increases by like $6 million. It's at $17 million next year for his cap number.
That's backloaded.
Yeah. So it's backloading it an aged vet.
Just, yeah, man. And that was just to have that was just to make space so that there were more people. We could have bigger contracts when we first signed them, and now it's biting us in the ass.
Yeah, I don't think either of those guys are going anywhere, which is okay if they're healthy. Like, I'm fine with them being on the team. Like, they're good players. Win healthy. It's just.
Quinn.
I mean, who are you going to put in that spot?
Three or four good games.
He's having a resurgent year.
He is, I'll give you that, but, like, not 17 mil.
What non-rookie do you put into that spot? Like,
Sam, it's a bad team.
Okay, just saying.
Cassius Marsh is the answer.
I'm just saying, like, what non-rookie from another team do you put into that spot for that amount of money? To perform better, you know what I'm saying? So, it is what it is.
You can find a lot of players.
It is what it is right now, and the bottom line is you can't move them.
Either way, Armpit, we love you. Thanks for sending in the question.
Congrats on getting married. That was pretty cool.
Oh, congrats, buddy. Congrats as very much so. All right, so moving on to our next voicemail, our friend Travis from Aurora.
TJ.
He's got one that... I'm sorry, dude. I'm trying.
My former neighbor.
Here it is. Oh, what's that?
My former neighbor.
Correct. You guys...
Oh, sick, dude.
I don't think he knows that.
Burb kids, baby.
We've got Travis. Here it is.
Yo, it's Travis from Aurora, calling in to the Bare Minimum Podcast, baby. I just want to give you guys the not that guy. You would think that I chose the most overrated quarterback / running back, Lamar can't throw the fucking ball, Jack. But that is also not that guy, but my not that guy is Dale. How do you still not know what a trap game is? You got one out of two right last week, but that's still an F, Dale. That's still an F. Please redeem yourself this week. Go 1-for-1 for Travis, all right? But this week, Dale, you are not that guy, my friend. Much love to y'all. Making the work for you a little easier. And keep doing good work. Also,
what happened?
Oh, it was just so long that my phone turned off.
Lol.
I don't know how to get it up there.
It's all right.
Figure out what the also is.
We appreciate you, TJ.
Also, Travis. Yeah. TJ, I can tell you with all confidence in the world, I am trying.
We know you're trying.
That's the best part.
That's why this bit is still alive.
I think I'm getting there. I'm getting closer. I will go down to one game this week, and I hope it's a winner, TJ. I'll dedicate it to you. So that was our other voicemail. Sam, do you have anything on the voicemail front from us?
Yeah, sorry. I'm a little off the cuff here, so just let me pull it up. Jake, insert some cool elevator music here or something. You know, some yakety sax. I don't know.
If you think I'm mad.
Yeah, like, do you think Jake is the elevator music guy?
Very, very good work, guys. All right, this voicemail.
It's fucking bad,
hey,
Sam.
Hey, it's coming from my brother, Sean. Older brother this time. Seth wasn't able to call in because his phone fell in a... packing machine at the Beecher Meat Factory, according to him, but he's got one in the mail. Verizon's hooking him up, no free ads. So he'll be back with a voicemail for us after this game. But this one comes from Sean.
Hey, Sam, I was just taking a stroll down Adams, and I wanted to give you a call and say I love what you guys are doing with the podcast. The audio quality is really improved.
Oh, shout out to Jake.
I've learned everything I know about football from your podcast, so I still don't know anything about football, but I figure I'll start picking it up, you know, any day now. So just wanted to call and leave you a message. Also, I better not hear this on your podcast. I'll talk to you later. Bye.
And that was my brother Sean. Also, shout out to the Legally Blind community. He's walking down Adams in Chicago right now, so that's probably not safe. But thanks for listening, Sean. We love you, buddy.
Thanks for pumping my tires.
Yeah. And thanks to Sam for explicitly doing the opposite of what your brother asked you to do and playing the voicemail.
I have never listened to him when he's asked me not to do something in my entire life. So.
And on that note, you may have heard we have brought in the Brown Fox himself. Marcos is now joining us.
What's up, everybody, boys? I miss you guys.
So, Marcos, we just pumped through voicemails. TJ flamed my shit a little bit. I'm going to try to do well for him this week, but we are rolling into Dog Watch, Sam's favorite segment, his little brainchild of who would you or would you not let watch your dog? So, Marcos, you want to kick us off?
Yeah, I would always and forever let Billy Donovan watch Gus Boy, and also just through like 12 games, I'm super excited with how he has like managed this team and kind of kept everybody together. That dude can watch my dogs for sure, always and forever.
I love that. The game last night was fun to watch.
Beautiful.
They're playing really well, and it's just so good. It's a good time to be a Bulls fan. Sam, what do you got for Dog Watch?
My dog watch this week for who I would let watch my dog is going to be Brian Flores, because he stopped the Ravens and it looks like he's got a handle on things. I mean, the Dolphins still suck, but I'll allow him to watch my dog on just a, you know, a trial basis and see where it goes. Who I wouldn't let watch my dog is...
It's just a fuckery. We hope everyone is safe and goes home to their families at night. That's the end of that. Jake, who's watching Sasha?
Guys, this is an easy one for me this week.
Okay.
Savior of the universe, just turned 20 years old. Master Chief is watching my dog.
Woo! Love
Halo's
that.
Halo's back.
All the way back,
Master
baby.
Master Chief. I didn't hear what you said. Now I'm there. Okay.
The Chief is watching my dog. That guy is my king. Halo is back. Multiplayer is amazing.
I'm playing Halo right now. I'm playing Halo right now.
Love that. So, Master Chief, have you been logging some hours?
I've been logging the hours. I'm in deep.
Sam, have you been logging the hours?
Yeah, man. I need to take a shower.
You get sweaty?
Yeah, man.
I just am nowhere near as good at first-person shooters as they are, so I do not log as many
hours.
Oh,
I'm terrible right now. Not good, but I'll get it back, man.
Bad is good compared to worse, but regardless, for my dog watch, who I'm letting watch Willie, the good boy, is actually Jonah Hill. So... First off, just a Jonah Hill fan. I like what he does in his movies. I think he's a really good actor. But he will be playing in an upcoming Martin Scorsese-directed film, Jerry Garcia of the Grateful Dead. It's going to be a great Deadhead movie,
okay.
And Jonah Hill is playing Jerry Garcia.
All right.
That's interesting.
I thought so, too.
What a cast.
But like, I really like Jonah Hill. I love the Grateful Dead.
Like, what a cast.
Yeah, I mean, I meant casting. What a casting.
Either way, Jonah Hill, I like your work. I'm sure you're a frequent listener of the Da Bear Men podcast, so I'm going to let you watch Willie. Now, moving on to Not That Guy, Marcos, while we've got you here, you want to take it away again?
Not That Guy, forever and ever, COVID. To reuse COVID because that motherfucker does not quit. It's going to be a fun 10 days of me and Master Chief. We're going to get reacquainted here. T's and P's to Honey, who's going to have to put up with my sorry ass. It'll be fun times, boys.
As we mentioned at the top, Marcos was a responsible human being and is isolating following his COVID diagnosis and is vaccinated because, again, responsible human being.
Me too.
Jake, who's not that guy this week?
Not that guy of this week. It's a little late, but I've just remembered it. Whoever ran over my grill at the last Sox playoff game, you're not that guy.
The Smokey Joe.
My Smokey Joe is dead because of you. My lid is just destroyed. So my Smokey Joe is dead. Not that guy. Whoever the hell ran that over. It was hidden, too. I'm like convinced they pulled it out of the side of my car and then ran it over. I don't know how you hit it otherwise. Fuck that guy.
Fuck that guy or girl, whichever one you were. Sam, who is not that guy?
All right, my not that guy of the week is Marcos for getting COVID.
Oh, sick.
I'm just kidding, buddy. I hope you feel better.
Thank you.
My not that guy of the week is whoever smokes the Smokey Joe in the B lot tomorrow.
Oh, whoever
runs it over again.
It's a preemptive not that guy. I love that. All right, so I have this week, it was a tough call, but Pete Davidson.
Oh, my God. That fucked me. How does he keep doing
he's
it?
He's got to have a hog. Dude.
I don't
he's
get
gotta
it.
Have
dude,
a hog.
He's got a wrench.
He's an absolute weapon down there.
I don't get it. Ariana Grande and now Kim Kardashian.
Hey, babe, you in the skeletons?
Look up the history of this guy. He's got
he's with Kim K now.
Yeah, it's official, man.
They're officially dating.
Fucking booty hole eyes?
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. I don't know how. I mean, his roster is incredible.
It's got to be a weapon.
You got to think it is. All right, so that is our Not That Guy. Marcos, you sticking around for everyone's favorite segment where I prove how big of a dumbass I am?
Yeah, guys, as long as Master Chief doesn't mind, I'm here with y'all.
All right, everybody, it's time.
Let's
finally,
do it.
How we wrap up the show every week. Dale's Trap Game of the Week.
Trap Game of the Week.
The time of the show where I try to figure this out and disappoint TJ on a weekly basis.
Dale, you disappoint us all.
Oh, shit, Dad. Sorry. Jake. So, this week, there's a couple that, like, you could throw out there. You've got some high-profile teams playing some low-profile teams, but there's only one in my heart, and I know I said earlier that I think the Ravens win, but Bears vs. Ravens, we're going to be there tomorrow. It's a trap. We're going to smoke them. Who gives a shit that they're 6-3 and way better?
Jake, was that your pick?
It's not mine.
It's not mine either. But
I mean, you have to go with it.
Should we say anything more on this? Or is it more fun to just not?
Well, I mean, so there's a couple other games.
We're close. Like, I mean, like, I guess
the Giants
are
playing
it.
Tampa Bay. Tampa's lost two in a row. That could be a bit of a trap if they're on a skid.
What are you talking about?
I love you.
You're the best.
What?
And that was Dale's Trap Game of the Week.
Trap? What do you say?
What was that, Marcos?
I said I changed my mind. I don't want to hear the explanation. Please let me go.
All right, go get some kills, baby.
Girls, ladies and gentlemen, that is the Bear Min Podcast for Week 11. Preview of the Bears-Ravens. We hope you guys had a good time listening. As always, follow us, like us, subscribe on...
At the Bear Min Pod on Twitter. I don't think anything else is set up right now.
Yeah.
But we are
I'm tweeting, boys.
We're on Spotify. We're on your favorite streaming services. Give us a like.
Tell your friends.
Thoughts and prayers out to Marcos. Hopefully we have him back next week.
Say hello to your mother. And as always, bear the fuck down.
Bears.
Bears.
Bear down.
Bears.
Bears. Bears.